BBC Southern Counties Radio.
What's the temperature today? 9 Celsius, 48 Fahrenheit. What's it tonight? Minus 2 Celsius, 28 Fahrenheit. Oh, I'm going to enjoy running this next article during those temperatures. Among the highlights of the cycling year, you'll find the London to Brighton race, the Tour de France, and the World Naked Bike Ride. It's taking place in June, and planning's well underway, but as a warmer upper for the event, Brighton's naked cyclists are taking to the beach at the crack of dawn tomorrow for a low-tide sunrise ride. Nick Sayers is going to be there and he's on the line now. Hi, Nick.
Hiya. Hi, Gordon.
You're going to be naked at the crack of dawn?
Not necessarily naked. It's a clothing optional event.
I have
a feeling it's going to be too cold for that tomorrow.
How can you have a naked cycling ride and then say clothing optional?
It's not... Tomorrow's ride is not a naked bike ride. It's the low tide bike ride.
It's nakish.
And that's the one way of putting it. It's clothing optional. We had some naked rides along the seafront in September and in August, but I think it's going to be too cold for that tomorrow.
Well,
but,
if nothing else, at least one of you needs to get your kit off for the photo opportunity. But have you already had a photo opportunity?
How do you mean?
You do something yesterday?
I was swimming in the sea in the snow, which was lovely.
Is your picture in a local rag somewhere?
It is indeed. Page 21 of today's Argus.
Page 21 of today's Argus.
And my girlfriend Tamsin as well. She's in there as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Letting it all hang out. But apparently tomorrow, if people want to go in for a dip at the end, you're encouraging them?
Bring a towel. Bring a nice warm towel and a thermos a few of us will probably go for a dip.
Make sure your bell's working.
That's it.
Listen, this naked cycle ride, I've been back in town for a couple of years, and I notice every time you run it that there's a tad of controversy around this, isn't there? There'll always be letters to the editor, won't there?
Indeed, yeah. I just on that low tide cycle ride, I just must mention, I must stress that people, if they take part in it, it's a free ride. It's always been sort of me and friends and people I know taking part in it. So it's a very informal thing. But the most important thing is you must wash your bike afterwards. Salt and sand are not good for bikes.
Oh, so, as I notice from the number of bikes that are left outside where I live, because people take one ride, decide it's not for them, leave it chained up. It takes about 2 months for them to disintegrate.
All the council takes them away eventually, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So starting on by the beach at the King Alfred Centre tomorrow...
At 6:30 in the morning.
6:30 in the morning.
We'll pretty set off around then, yeah.
All right. I have a feeling that reporters from our Sussex Breakfast Show will be covering it.
Indeed.
And it ends at the Brighton Marina at around 8:30 in time for breakfast or work.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. And people get to work and stuff. Yeah.
And the World Naked Bike Ride?
And if you want more details, just Google it. We haven't got a proper site for that.
All right, just Google it. What do you Google?
Low tide bike ride. I think it comes up on the first page. Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
Yeah. So naked bike ride. Yeah. Yeah.
So how are we doing?
It's looking good. Yeah. Last year was the first time after the strange controversy with Sussex Police in 2006. We managed to clear it to have full nudity allowed at all the UK rides this last year. So we're hoping to have the same again this year. In fact, there's probably going to be more. A lot more rides going on across the country. There's one in Cardiff, Edinburgh possibly, Bath. There's lots of new locations this year, but Brighton's it's the third year.
And what about people who are listening going, okay, well, I know the naked body is beautiful, but in private. Mm-hmm. Why do they have to do this?
It's a really powerful demonstration of how vulnerable cyclists are on the road, and we're sort of as a country and in cities in particular, we've got an ever growing car culture and one that's completely unsustainable with our dwindling oil resources and climate and chaos. So it's a powerful demonstration of that.
And can anybody join in? And again, it's sort of naked, semi-naked, what have you, isn't it?
It's as bare as you dare. So the idea is to turn up at 11 o'clock this year at the Level on Saturday, June the 7th. be as bare as you dare.
Well,
bikes or skates allowed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, it's a bit like a nudist beach or topless bathing in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've seen one, you've seen them both, really, haven't you?
Well, it's not
a big deal after a while.
Well, no, that's it. Yeah, and it sort of really sort of brings home to people that, you know, we're all, you know, individuals, and it just... you know, we're sort of bombarded with media images of, you know, beautiful bodies and perfect bodies, but you know, everyone's got their own body, and we've, you know, we're beautiful in our own, in all our own different ways.
I think you ought to get, what's he called, Gok, along. You know the guy, Do You Look Good Naked?
Oh yeah,
you ought to get him along. I'd like to see him naked on a bike.
That's it. Oh, well, we're looking for a celebrity, so yeah. If there's anyone up for it, then
the challenge is out there.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, Fatboy Slim, who, you know,
Fat Boy
like that.
I'm picking up my new bike tomorrow, but I think I've got to.
Gordon, you are like a celebrity. You must do it.
I've got to learn to ride the darn thing before I get my kit off.
Well, we have a couple of rickshaws on this road, right? So
we're losing the line now, mate. Line's going.
Gordon, the challenge is there. You on the back of a rickshaw.
Lost the line. Have a good one tomorrow, mate.
Nice one. And for the naked bike ride, look up, it's on www.worldnakedbikeride.org/Brighton.
Cheers, mate. This one's for you. It's Natalie Imbruglia on BBC Southern Counties Radio. Shiver.
Thanks a lot, Gordon. Cheers. Bye.